So today we hear the familiar passage from Matthew chapter 2 about that coming to bring good news. Pay attention to what it says about the movement of the wise men through this story, because in a few minutes I'm going to be talking about the star and stars and darkness and light. We hear the familiar story.
In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born king of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea. For so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, 'Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, so that I may also go and pay him homage.'" The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Continuation of that familiar story. When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then opening their gifts, their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road.
Please pray with me. Open our hearts, O God, to hear your word in new ways. In Jesus' name, amen. So the title of this message is really The Star, with a capital T and a capital S. So there is this familiar and yet still puzzling story. Star watchers. Star watchers in a faraway land were watching stars, and one night, oh, a new light right over the choir. Look at that. A new star right there. Because a new star for them meant the birth of a king, they conferred only briefly with each other, and then they packed up their camels and their gifts, and they followed the star. They followed the star, traveling, I suppose, since they were following a star, mainly at night. Legend has it that there were three star watchers, magi, wise men, but scripture doesn't say. Maybe because of the three gifts. That's how the story unfolded. Anyway, perhaps all along they figured they'd stop in Jerusalem and see the king there, Herod, as a matter of being polite. Rich strangers, maybe even kings themselves, traveling through the land, it would seem right to stop and see the king. But then as they got near the palace, they lost the star. Everything went dark. And that should have been their clue that Herod meant darkness, not light, and they should ask somebody else about this new king. But naively, perhaps, they went to the mean and treacherous King Herod and they asked anyway. They did find out from the awful king's advisors that the king of the Jews was to be born in Bethlehem, But other than that, it was a confusing and a frightening visit, sensing Herod's deviousness in the midst of it all. But then as they left the place, there was the star. The light. They followed it again right to where Jesus was. Surprise, surprise. The light led them to Jesus. Not really a surprise at all, but relief and hope. And then they couldn't wait to get there. Mary welcomes these strange visitors from far away. How did she know to do that? To welcome those who were different. Picture that moment. What possessed her to welcome these strangers from a faraway land? Perhaps it was the child in her arms that possessed her to do that. But she did welcome them, and they visited and they laughed with her and they held the baby and they gave him expensive gifts. The joke, of course, is that after they left, the wise women showed up with diapers and blankets and baby food. But anyway, their intent was good and the gifts were beautiful. They were worthy of a precious king. Worthy of a precious king. You see, Mary and Jesus' welcome of the strange and rich visitors from far away became a sign that the star, the light that is Jesus, was for people well beyond little Bethlehem and the Jews who lived there. Indeed, a sign that Jesus was the light of all people, a wide, wide circle. In fact, some traditions have held that the wise men came from Asia, Africa, and Europe, all the parts of the then known world. Then listening to the warnings in a dream and perhaps their own intuition about the evil King Herod, these early scientists, star followers, kings, go home another way. Following a light, looking for a king, they find capital T, the capital S, star, the star, in a baby in a little Jewish town, Bethlehem. Looking for a king to follow, they follow the light of the star, and they find the star, Jesus. This is a story of stark contrasts. Wise men from far away visiting a baby in a little town, giving of expensive gifts to this little baby and his mother, and most of all, discovering that it is mostly darkness that covers the palace of the rich and powerful evil King Herod, who not long after the visit of the wise men orders the killing of all the male children under two, causing Joseph to take their family to Egypt. And it is the light of the baby Jesus that is always the best thing to follow. You know, we follow all kinds of stars today. And sometimes that is harmless. Sometimes it is not. Sometimes our stars are football players or wrestling stars or movie stars or you fill in the blank. And I suppose that's mostly harmless unless we make them into gods with a small g. But sometimes other things are our stars as well, what we follow and lead us into the path of darkness like, well, I suppose you can fill in the blank here too. As I hear people say, I follow this TV anchor every day and I worship what he or she says. Or alcohol or drugs or sex or too much video games and electronics or too much food or too much exercise become our stars of today, along with our prejudices and our certainties about oh so much. And that's what we follow tirelessly sometimes. Sometimes with church, we worship the building or the doctrine rather than Jesus, the true and only light. In a story of contrast, we are led on a path away from Jesus rather than toward him sometimes. And if we take a moment and step away from it all, All that constrains and holds us, like the wise men stepping out of that palace, we discover that the light of the star that is Jesus is right there, waiting for us to follow. You see, Epiphany means a kind of sudden showing, or a revealing, or a moment of insight or awareness, a flash of light that shows us a different way. Sure, the coming of the wise men to Jesus expands the circle of who can know Jesus, that he is a king for everyone. That means, you know what, that he is for us too. He beckons to us this Epiphany day and longs for us to follow his light mainly, not other lights or stars, but him. What does that mean, following that light, that star that is Jesus, every day of our lives? Looking at Jesus' life, we find he rigorously stayed with his mission and purpose as set out by God the Father to bring love and hope into the world. That's what was Jesus' mission, to bring love and hope into the world, and he rigorously stayed with that throughout his whole life. He gave willingly of himself, healing and teaching and dying and living again for life. Jesus loves us completely and steadfastly, no matter what, even when we're off worshiping other stars. The star, capital S, is Jesus, the one that will never grow old or sinful or fail us, because he says, I am with you always. I am the light of the world. I will never leave you or forsake you, because he is the place of light, where life is, where the star is. So on this day, I invite you to move from the darkness of whatever has a hold on you. And in this new day, this new year, this new moment, follow the star that is Jesus. Today, the place of light resides over the communion table, where the gift of Jesus is offered to us once again. We have the chance to leave behind the old year, the darkness of whatever, and follow him. As a hymn says, in him there is no darkness at all. The light of my life is Jesus. This year we will learn much about Jesus, the Bible, and our faith. Next week we begin a new series, a new emphasis on what the Bible really says about. And we're going to visit Jesus and the Old Testament and other places in the New Testament. And we're going to look at preconceived notions about some things and learn where familiar passages are so that you can go to them without hesitation. And this begins here, though, this year, this time with Jesus, with the gift of light and life that is Jesus, the only true star, with a capital S.